Triptip, welcome.
Thank you, bonjour.
Nice to finally meet you. Actually,
nice to be here.
Cryptic, can you introduce yourself? Where do you come from and why did you start to do music?
My name is, they call me Cryptic, aka Praying Mantis. I'm from Nottingham, the home of Robin Hood. I started doing music from a very young age, about five. You could say I first recorded myself on cassette and tapes. You know, the good old days when we had tapes. And used to listen to a lot of hip hop. So I started rapping at first. I love my rap. I used to listen to Westwood all the time, and whenever he had a show on. And I think it's just listening to these American artists, it influenced me to want to do lyrics and stuff and talk about my life. But I think at that time, I think early 2002, 2003, 12, when I was like 12, 13, everyone was trying to sound like an American, put the accent on, even the people that was in the charts. So when I heard Kalashnikov, Murdoch, that's actually what got me into grime. Because after hearing Kalashnikov, I heard grime, which obviously comes from like drum and bass and garage. And I heard people talking like me, talking about concepts and life, and I could relate to it more using my kind of slang and my accent instead of the American. Not saying that it's not much difference, but it felt I could be more passionate. People could relate to what I'm saying more. I could relate to the guy that is talking about what happened down the road. Somebody got shot. Somebody did this. It was like the ghetto CNN in that sense. Okay. Yeah. So yeah.
Okay. By the way, I'm a big fan of Nottingham accent. So this is one of the reason why actually I really like grime, because let's say even in London there's different type of accent. You go to Birmingham, most of the people, even in UK, when I ask them, they say Birmingham is the worst accent. For me, is one of the beautiful. I love it.
Everyone's different. I like the uniqueness.
Nottingham, another accent. Sheffield, it's like.
I think that's why the bars sound different as well. You can rhyme with different tones and voices, and people say things, words differently, and they can rhyme different words. So it's interesting, yeah.
We just heard actually Hacklin. Who produced this one?
DJ Kurtz. Shout out Kurtz for that.
The one who is doing Grime Session? No, it's Kirby T. No, okay.
He's a big DJ from Nottingham. He does a lot of shows. I think it's Pull It Events. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I'm saying it right, but Pull My Event, something like that. But yeah, all tight Kurtz. There's loads of people I can want to shout out. So yeah, there's loads of people I can tell you about.
I remember your freestyle on GDZ in almost actually 10 years ago, something like this.
Wow.
When you freestyle for 10 minutes straight.
And I look exactly the same now.
and of course, all these cyphers that you did on SBTV, Flush, Jerem. What happened since then?
You know what? That was like all the things that you saw then, that was like 2% of what actually was happening. Like there was so much work behind the scenes. Like I used to make CDs, travel to London, sell CDs, travel to like all around the UK. Back in those days with Blackberries, do BBM updates, tell people where I'm going. People beat me. I'll sell CDs, link with everybody. There was a lot of work behind that. Then finally, when YouTube got popular, we started to link up with other artists around Nottingham, Birmingham, go to see Sub-Z, Sarks, people like that.
Sub-Z Don.
Like I initiated.
FRV.
Yeah, I initiated all those things. My friend MT, I was talking to my friend MT, he's doing a label at the moment called Bigger Than The Manor.
Uh-huh.
And I said, we need to go to Birmingham. There's no point us doing grime and spitting bars if no one knows us and we're not linking up and doing stuff. Because at that time, London was like
the place to be.
Yeah, no one really thought that anything out of London was any good. But we was there from the beginning, 2002, 2003. So our scene was developing the same time London's scene was developing. So yeah, it just made our scene look a bit, have more attention to it, because we're doing the stuff on YouTube, we're linking up, we're doing sets, we're doing cyphers. And I met a lot of great artists. And since then, I took a different path. I went into professional boxing. I can't tell you why, it's just something that happened. but it was a great experience as well.
You were very, very aggressive back in the day. I mean, regarding your style, you know. Is it boxing who calm you down?
I wouldn't say I'm calm. I think I'm more selective with my powers now. I think before I was just raging and didn't care. It's like, you know, Dragon Ball Z, when it turned into the Master Gorilla and he can't control his power and it's destroying planets. That was me then. Now I'm like Goku. The SSJ5 in the complete form, but still, you know, ironing out certain things and sharpening different arsenals. You know what I mean? That's how it is.
How's Gino?
I wouldn't know, but shout out to Gino. I saw he's got a new tune out with a singer from America. Uh-huh. He's doing really good. He's got his own style. He's got his own different. I wouldn't say it's grimy, but you can do a grime freestyle. It's like me, it's versatile. Yeah. But like with me, I like to do reggae, I like to do Afrobeat, I like to do garage, I like to do rap. I love music in general. I'm a music lover. It's not just a one genre thing with me, if that makes sense.
You've met him while you were actually doing what you did, like in almost 10 years ago, when you were you've met Sub-Z, Gex.
You on about Gino? No, Gino's a younger from around my area.
It seems he was like a big friend of you, because I saw a lot of freestyle with both of you.
The
synergy was very good, actually.
He was from the same area as me, okay. Radford. It's like, you know, back in the day, there wasn't much radio shows. It was like youth club centres and stuff. So we used to go around and we used to practice doing like grime sets and stuff. So that's why the connection and the vibe was here, because we used to do it from young. From when we was going to school, so he's one of my people that I know closely from music, okay. Outside of music, but now everyone's grown up, everyone's gone into their different directions.
You've said that you met a lot of artists at this time. Who was for you like the greatest that you've met during this time?
Well, apart from Scatter.
Yeah, but you don't know him for 10 years.
No, but I've just met him now. It's not matter about the length of time that you've met somebody. I look at Scatter like myself. It's like a different era. In my era, we didn't have the YouTubes and...
No, digital.
No, it wasn't digital like it is now. Mm-hmm. I had to physically go out there and sell the CDs.
Yeah.
Now, Scatter's in that era where he's got the knowledge and he's got the passion to push himself like I was doing independently. Okay. And that's why I think greatness is more than just the MC's lyrics and what they say.
Okay.
It's what they're all about and what they do.
Okay.
So that's why I want to say, honestly, one of the greatest MCs I've met is Scar.
Jeez, okay.
Big respect, man. That's major for me as well, because I was listening to Cryptic before I was even doing sets. Do you know what I mean? So, like, to have a man say that now, it's like, yo, man, that, like, means a lot. Do you know what I mean? As an MC growing and moving forward, man. It's like even just having Wiley locked in and having people say that, that's what pushes me forward. Do you know what I mean? So,
what about positivity?
Big up all the guys, man. Respect.
Okay. You've been involved in several clashes back in the day. What do you think about the last Lord of the Mic?
I've been involved in over 1,000 clashes on a daily basis. Many people don't know nothing about. But it's one of those things. I think it's like your last performance, everyone remembers it. Whether you're a boxer and you lose, or you're a football team and you lose a game, people think about that. I think the last clash I had was more like a draw. It wasn't really a proper clash. It was more of like a on-site, oh, I seen you.
Against
let's
who?
Start.
Do you remember? Do you want to, if you
I remember, if
name?
I remember the name, I'll be lying, because there's so many clashes and so many people. But no. It's not important. All to everybody that's locked in. But it's just I think it's difference between artistry and then wanting to diss somebody personally. You want to diss them personally. I think it's more than a music thing. I think if it's a healthy and competition, then it's all right. Or if you agreed on doing something for marketing, I think it's always a time and place for things.
What do you think about the last Lord of the Mics? Did you watch it?
No. I think the last Lord of the Mics I've seen probably was either when Sots clashed Cozzy.
Oh, okay.
I think because that was like
Okay.
I think it was a resurgence of Lord of the Mics. I think Lord of the Mics wasn't here for a while before then. Then it resurged again. I'm not really a big fan of clashes because, in my theory, if you notice, all the people that have lost clashes have gone on to have amazing careers. So it sounds like to me like a promotional tool.
Okay.
I could mention the people that I think lost and went on to have good careers, but I think you can just figure out yourself. If you look into the Lord of Mics, there's people that's been murked and then they've gone on to be very successful. So it feels a bit like theatre to me. I just want to spit raw lyrics and spit out what I want to say and talk about my opinion and spray against other MCs and in a competitive, friendly way. Bounce off people, have a vibe. That's my thing. That's what I've always been about.
Okay. Okay. I was asking this because there's several artists where I was, you know, I was paid attention to it, and one of them was Funky D, actually, because he was so funny during his last.
I did watch the clip. I did watch the clip, and
so
I loved the delivery. I loved it. It was entertaining. Yeah, yeah. See, I like it when it's fun.
Yeah. Exactly. Socks told me that nothing was really, let's say, okay, it was personal, but not so personal. It was for the game, for the challenge, you know, for the laugh also, you know, just to, yeah, not really, but he was also saying this, sometimes it's getting too personal, you know.
I think, you know, grime to me, and I think you can hear it in my style, grime to me is like, it's like UK dancehall, in a sense that you have the pull-ups, you have the clashes, you have the, you know what I mean? It's like, it's got the elements of all different genres. And so I think it's just an entertaining thing. I think if anyhow you go past that, it's another thing. And it's not music. It's all about music for me. That's why we're doing music, to get away from that. We can vent our frustration through the music, not through other things, or we'll be doing other things.
You're doing very, very good at boxing at the moment. What's your goal for 2020? And when is your next fight?
I can't say when I'm next fighting. I'll be truthful. It's like selling tickets and stuff.
Okay.
I sold a lot of tickets when I first started, but I do think some of the I think it's unrealistic the way that they want us to sell tickets.
Okay.
You have to raise a certain amount of money before you can even fight. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you're paying to fight, basically.
Okay.
Unless you've got the support. And sometimes people can't support you all the time.
Yeah.
So realistically, boxing isn't something that...
Train on a daily basis?
Yeah, every day. I'm still... To be fair, I was a natural. It's weird because I started boxing at a very late age. And I just picked it up. I think it's when you've got a certain mindset, you can lock into things and be disciplined.
Is it the same mindset than in grime music?
It's exactly the
same. Do you apply
the same? I think... Being a grime MC helped me discipline the passion to be a boxer, in that sense, to sell tickets and everything. Like, you have to sell CDs, you have to promote yourself. It's the same thing. So me, it was transferable skills.
Okay. What do you think about the last performance of Tyson Fury?
I think Tyson Fury is an excellent boxer.
Don't you think is the best of his generation?
Honestly, yes, I do. I think that it may not be the most powerful. It may not be the most consistent, but I think from very early in his career, people realized that he was probably the best moving heavyweight that was around. The way that he beat Klitschko, when everyone was scared of him for years, and the way that he's beat Wilder now, he's proving it. So the proof is in the pudding.
Okay. How do we get in touch with you? How do we contact you?
Put your hand on your heart.
Okay.
And look in the sky.
Okay.
And go, and I shall appear. Now, at The Real Cryptic, that's Instagram, TheRealKryptik. You're probably looking at it now if you're live. Okay. On Facebook, the same thing, Cryptic, KRIPTIK. I've got a personal page, but it's like, if you want to find it, you will find it. But my official page, about 8,000 people, fan page on Facebook, KRIPTIK, and Instagram. And on Instagram, you'll see the different details. You can email and stuff.
Perfect.
Etc.
Do you want to add anything else?
I'm just really, really happy for this opportunity. This is my first time overseas. I've been doing it for a while. And when I first started doing this music, it was, I never thought I'd be overseas. I never thought I'd be doing shows or making money or doing anything. It was literally just a form of expression. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing to look back and see where I am now and to see who are the people that I'm around. I feel like I'm around a good team. Everybody's passionate about what they're doing.
Appreciated that. Thank you.
Yes, you know who it is. It's the Big Cam Dog, aka the Weatherman, aka Kamikaze, out here in Brussels at Panic Radio with my G, Ice on Selector, for All About Grime. Trust me.
Listen up.
Yeah.